How are you? My name is Daniel.
And my name is Scott. How y'all doing? I'm Scott.
Not sure what the frenetic thing that you're doing with your hands is right now, but I'm pretty sure that it's taken from the Country Bear Jamboree.
It is. I'm doing Big Al.
I have no idea why I just said the word jamboree so weirdly.
Blood on the saddle.
I love that song so much. Zach does not understand why I cackle every time that song is. I don't know why. Something about when I was a kid, it just amused me to no end that there was this big fat bear singing about blood on the saddle.
Well, it's almost a song about menstruation.
Oh, now you've ruined that for me.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's a menstruation song.
The last time I was in the Bear Hall at the Country Bear Jamboree.
Country Bear Menstruation.
The show hasn't changed in decades, but the sound, I don't know if the speakers have gone out or I'm just really old or whatnot, but the sounds of the animatronics was louder than the audio. Aww. Coming from. So the three headpieces, you know, Henry. Yes. And the three mounted headpieces. You couldn't hear anything they were saying. It was just like...
Why have they... Disney was notorious for... Or not notorious, but was lauded and that for
celebrated.
Taking care of... So there we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Was celebrated for taking care of every single little tiny detail and letting nothing fall apart or get war weary.
Yes.
So how has this happened? Who's in charge of the... We don't even have a Country Bear Jamboree anymore.
No, it's been gone from Disneyland for quite some time. It's now a restaurant. No, I'm sorry. I think it's now...
The Hungry Bear restaurant has been there forever, and it's actually one of the best burgers that you can get is at the Hungry Bear restaurant.
So where was the Country... Was the Country Bear Jamboree where the
right
singular monolithic adventures of Winnie the Pooh are now?
Yes, and I believe what replaced it, I think, was a Bug's Life. Was that there?
No, that was in California Adventure.
California, okay.
Yeah, it was California Adventure.
Something replaced Hungry Bear first, and then it became Winnie the Pooh's whatever. We haven't been to Disneyland in 712 years, so I don't know what is where and there.
Well, you know, I'm a very important person, Scott. I don't know if you know this, but I am a Disney stockholder. So I have to keep my finger on the pulse of my investment, you know, to know
what's
going on.
Is that what you're doing right now? What are you doing with that finger?
I'm putting it on the pulse of my investment.
Is that what they're calling that now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they calling that
now?
That's
what the kids are calling it nowadays. With the stonks and the pulse. Anyway... How are you, Scott? How you been?
You know, I'm always the same, Daniel.
I thought you sounded particularly ebubulent.
Ebubulent. Yeah, well, those are my moobs. I'm always somewhat ebubulent. Yes,
today when we started, because you were talking about an upcoming trip that you have just booked. Now, you may not take it, but you were very excited. Because sir, what did you do? You booked
Well, what's it? You know, there's a little bit of a story here that I would love to, especially because we're desperate for content. Love, exciting and new.
Hey, Gavin
McLeod,
put your hat back on.
Stroke my dick and I'll come on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The love of soon will be making
another run.
Okay,
you know, we sailed Princess once.
Oh, I did too, and only once.
Very, very disappointing cruise that was.
I sailed on the Grand Princess when it was the largest ship afloat. So millions of years ago.
I can't remember which one we sailed, and if Drew is listening to this, and he probably is not, he will be shouting. We were on the Golden Princess.
Is that like the Golden Shower?
Excuse me. I'm just going to choke a little bit here.
The decaf coffee has hit his windpipe wrong.
No, that was the poison china water I was drinking.
Oh,
And I couldn't reach my cough button fast enough.
Mm-hmm. You anyway. Know, I bought Adam Burns a cough button, and he hated it so much that he went out and bought a new mixer that had it built in.
I know. I heard that. Yeah. I listened to both your show with him mm-hmm. and his Geeky Gay podcast, mm-hmm. where he talks about his life 5 days a week, and mm-hmm. we listen.
Did you notice? Did you notice that on his? What do we call that when you've been gone for a while and you know his return episode today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
'Cause you and I are just
like a couple of tots.
We're such self-centered bastards that we keep score of which stinger gets played at the end of his show.
Uh-huh.
And you notice today there was no stinger. I was just like, who's he going to play on his return?
No, I listened to the Monday show. Yesterday was his return. I have not listened today to a Tuesday show.
No, I haven't heard today's either. Oh, I meant the one that I listened to in the morning.
You listen to Mondays on Tuesdays. All right, darling.
I'm just saying.
No, I actually did not notice that there was no... see, my ego is not as big as yours, is basically.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I listened to his show.
And you didn't notice that there was no stinger at the end.
You know, oftentimes while I'm listening to him, I will have a video playing without sound, like a mukbang, and I'm watching someone just put huge amounts of food in their mouth and their face while I'm listening to Adam. So I can sometimes I get distracted a little bit, and I pretty much know what Adam's going to talk about anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to bitch about work. He's going to talk about...
I don't know what I'm going to do with my thousands and thousands of dollars of my bonus. I don't know what I'm going to do.
He's going to put a lot into savings. He said he's going to put a lot... By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who we're talking about, Adam Burns is a dear friend, fellow podcaster. Daniel has a show called Mix Minus that he does as a co-host with Adam Burns. And Adam Burns does a show, solo show, 5 days a week, and we listen, called Geeky Gay, where he just talks about the 10-15 minutes of a show every day. I don't know what Daniel's doing right now, is listening, trying to find some form of music.
What I was going to do is I was going to take both of our stingers and play them at the same time. Just because, you know, whatever. But here, it would sound like this.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48
this
Podcasting
show is a proud
Network.
Member of the Pride 48 Podcasting
Check out more great shows at pride48.com. Mine's better.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcast.
You don't get to do yours twice. Of course yours is on repeat. Of course yours is. Oh, I accidentally put it on repeat. Oops.
My Windows Media Player is on constant repeat because, and this is fascinating. This is fascinating.
Because you go to sleep listening to stuff?
No, mm-hmm. It's fascinating. You see, the computer comes into my mixer via Bluetooth because my computer's Bluetooth is connected. And what happens is that when you play things due to power saving features, if something's not constantly being played on the Bluetooth, it will, you know, after a few seconds, it will shut itself off so that when you play things, it kind of comes out clipped, right? When you play a clip after a while of it being silent, you'll miss the first couple of seconds of it. So to keep that from happening on my podcast, I have Windows Media Player set to constantly repeat, and I play just a 10-second recording of silence so that it just keeps the Bluetooth channel open, and then I use other media. Okay. That's why it was on repeat, Scott.
Oh.
Had nothing to do with vanity. That was a technical thing that I didn't even think about at that time.
So we sailed Princess once, and it was really disappointing on the Golden Princess. We sailed as an anniversary present.
Was the disappointing part about it? Was it the food, the service, the accommodations, or the excursions?
Yes.
Wow. All of them.
No. The ship was in need of repair. It was in need of a dry dock, and our room was very. I opened one drawer and the face of the drawer came off in my hand. That kind of shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you're paying that much money. And then we made the mistake of getting, this is exciting, of getting an
app. Wait, more exciting than my repeating audio story?
Well, no, that was good, though. That was, it's great. It was a little, what do the kids call it? A little, when it's
boring.
You're talking about, no, you're talking about stuff that's the subject of the stuff, and it's
a little
all
meta. It's a little meta.
There we go. Thank you. It was a little meta, but you know, a little soupçon of meta occasionally keeps us all on our toes.
Just a soupçon of meta keeps us all on our toes.
All on our toes.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You interrupted. It wasn't everything. Some of the things must have been okay, like the excursions or something.
It was a cruise. I love you. Please be careful. That's my husband. He's going to, you can leave that in because he's going to take the dogs for a walk. And I always say that when he's taking the first dog, and he'll take a second dog in a while, and he may scream again.
If I still used a phone, if I still actually accepted phone calls or used a phone, that would be your ringtone.
Oh, that would be good.
I love you. Please be careful.
Yes, I like that. Well, if I never see him again, I want him to know that the last words to him were, I love you and please be careful. It's very important to me. You know that we took a Princess cruise once.
Yes, I know.
It was an anniversary cruise, yes, for us. And it was just a disappointment. We booked, because it was larger and we thought that it would be fun, an aft cabin that overlooked the back of the ship. Which meant it had a very, very large balcony, mm-hmm, with lounge chairs and everything in the back of it. However, what they neglect to tell you about that is that the sound from the propellers is so loud,
oh, really,
that when you're sitting on your balcony, you cannot hear yourself speak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was as I said, the drawer fell off in my hand, and it was just, and you couldn't. We were always hungry because we never ever schedule the way other people. We don't eat lunch when other people eat lunch. We don't eat dinner. We sleep really late. All the shit, we stay up really late. So whenever we were hungry, there was absolutely no venue serving food. So we were starving all the time on this fucking cruise, which you're not supposed to starve on a cruise.
Right.
It was miserable. But this is, what, 20 years ago? I don't know.
Back when propellers were really noisy.
Yeah. To speak of the cruise that we talked about in our pre-show, and you can hear the pre-show simply by becoming a member of Level 13.
That's correct.
And how do they do that, Daniel?
You know, you get the pre-show and the post-show for not only this show, but also for Mix Minus, which I do with our good friend Adam Burns. And you'd think that it would cost a lot of money. It'd be very complicated to join, but no, it's not. You just send us an email. Just send us an email and say, hey, I want to join Level 13. That's all you have to do. We'll reply with your own personalized RSS feed where you'll get all of that extra content absolutely stinking for free.
And a Discord chat server.
That's right. A Discord chat with a lot of people in there.
So we took a Princess cruise.
Yes.
No, I don't want to talk about the Princess cruise anymore.
Well, you booked a new cruise. This is what you were abubilant about this morning.
I was abubilant, yes.
About this new cruise. Tell us about this new cruise, because you held up a map and there was some, I want you to hold up the map again.
Okay. I'm holding it up for you.
So there's these things on here.
Mm-hmm.
We see that it's pointing to a penis and it says Daniel. It's mm-hmm. pointing to a, looks like a moob, like a man boob that says fatty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what is that? Like a little cancerous outgrowth up there that.
Well, we like to think of it that way.
I don't know. Is that Jadge?
Jadge.
Jadge. Mm-hmm. And even further up, it says Donna.
In Chassamoosets.
Mm. So there you go.
Those are the names of people on the East Coast that we potentially visit.
Out of the millions of people on the East Coast of the United States, four of them are worthy of.
Actually, okay. Only three, but I felt bad, so I stuck the other one in there.
Yeah.
The F word.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Oh no, Daniel, darling, I want to visit you only because I want to see Zach in person.
That's right.
He's so cute on video. I can imagine how adorable he is in person. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to, we took a Princess cruise a long time ago.
No, this cruise, I'm assuming, I'm going to get, you didn't tell me this, but I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Crystal.
Yes, of course. My God, are you kidding? Duh.
But then you have to decide, well, wait, is this the Serenity or the
Symphony?
Symphony.
It is on the Serenity.
Okay, on the Serenity. Did you get your standard owner's suite or whatever your
No, the Crystal Penthouse is too expensive. Mm-hmm. So we go just the step below the Crystal Penthouse, which is the Crystal Penthouse is the top of the line.
Yes.
Just below. It's a penthouse suite with a veranda and a butler. We had to cancel because of the plague and other reasons. We had to cancel in this year, August cruise. Mm-hmm. That we had booked and paid for and everything because of the circumstance, situations and everything, and that was going to be incredible, this cruise. So we had to cancel. It was very sad.
Very sad.
And because I am the miserable, depressive son of a bitch that I am, I really need something to look forward to. Otherwise, I'm even worse than I normally am. I am so much fun to be around. Mm-hmm. You can well imagine my poor husband. Mm-hmm. That's why he walks the dog so much. He just has got to get out of here.
We send out surveys after each show asking to describe the host, and the word cloud that comes back for you often has abubilant, very, very large.
Abubilant. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm mububilant. So all of a sudden because of certain circumstances that have occurred that are private circumstances, mm-hmm. I could tell you at another time, but private circumstances, mm-hmm. We found ourselves in a position where we were able to afford and pay for, with a little difficulty, a cruise into 2022. And we chose 2022 because we figured it would be far enough away from this nonsense that things will have settled down. We are hoping that May of 2022, and that's when this cruise is, mm-hmm. the early part of May 2022, that things will have settled down and gotten back to normal on the ship. We decided that one of the things that Drew and I have always wanted to do was to traverse the Panama Canal.
Oh.
Yes. And this cruise does that. It starts in Miami. It goes to several places in South America and Costa Rica. Really Ooh. Neat places. Goes through delicately, softly, and lubricatedly, mm-hmm. the Panama Canal.
It is a much better idea to traverse it than to meander in it.
Well, really, yeah. You wouldn't want to because you'll drown.
Right, or get hit by
And them. Then so we traverse the Panama Canal and we come out on the other side and we sail around Mexico.
Yes.
And up to L.A. Wow. Where we live. I have to burp.
So this Excuse is not me. A round trip cruise then?
Very few are. I don't think we've ever taken a round trip cruise. Okay. Maybe Miami to Miami. No, I don't know. Perhaps. I'd have to think about it and it would be boring. The part would be incredibly boring for me to sit here and think mm-hmm. without thinking music. Mm-hmm. And I know that you only have two buttons on our particular podcast. And one is a phone call from Nessa from 1963. So that's the
which
cruise,
is, which
Daniel.
Is probably, you know, not thinking music. So
no. And the reason that I first of all, the reason that I printed out a map of the East Coast is because I have no idea what the East Coast looks like. I don't know where New Hampshire or Vermont, all these places, I know that they're states, mm-hmm. but if geography has never been my strong suit.
No, nor mine. Yes. I know very little about I know a little bit about California because I've been there, but I don't. I could not point to Oregon, you know, on a map.
There's three fucking states on this side.
Well, I mean, I say like Oregon is the wrong. Daniel, I couldn't point to where Portland was within Oregon.
Oh, okay.
I
don't know from. Cities
I don't know
either.
Where Seattle is in Washington. I could point to Oregon and Washington. I have a 50-50 shot of getting that right. I think
you just
Seattle's
remember
on
the
top.
Washington's on top.
Yeah, Seattle's the top.
Washington's on top.
Oregon's the bottom.
Right. It says walk on our side, WOC.
California.
Walk.
California's a sloppy.
We're on the bottom, baby. We're on the bottom. So I printed out this, and then what I did is I put the names of people within mm-hmm. the states that I have wanted to visit from a couple, and a couple of these are from YouTube.
Wow. So yeah, Daniel, you're seeing me from my YouTube channel. Who's Jadge?
Okay. Jadge, the reason that we call, that's my friend who burned herself.
Oh.
Yes. The reason that we call her Jadge, and this is going to be as exciting as your technical story that you told mm-hmm. about why you mm-hmm. have a repeat on your repeater. Okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. I saw a long time ago a lady, a lovely lady, who looked to me so familiar, somehow so very, very familiar. I showed this lady to my husband, who said to me, "She looks familiar, very, very familiar." We then put our heads together, as the expression goes, and thought, "You know why she looks familiar? Very, very familiar."
Why?
"Because," my husband said, "because she looks like one of my sisters. Or, better still, two of my sisters combined. One's name is Janet. The other's name is Madge."
Well, there you
and
go.
And thusly,
Jadge was
Jadge
born.
Was born. Wow. So we call her Jadge, and she loves to be called Jadge, and that's why.
Nice.
Jadge, and Donna's this precious lady up in Boston, and then we've got...
Oh, I thought it was Donna Sugars. I thought you were going to go stop by and see Donna Sugars.
Is she in Massachusetts?
No, she's in New York State. She's in Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
Yes.
Like the mozzarella or the chicken wings.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the concept of, you know, we're going to be in that area. We thought about taking a train down the East Coast prior to our sailing mm-hmm. as a fun way to see the East Coast.
No.
We have been to Maine, mm-hmm. which I just love beyond belief, and to Boston, Chesamusets, and we've been to Rhode Island.
Here's the thing. I've taken... Okay. The train along the East Coast of the United
States.
You
have. Tell me about it.
Numerous times, because I lived in South Carolina at the same time that I was finishing school here in Florida. And so I, instead of having to drive up to South Carolina every couple of weeks, I would just take the train.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina on a train.
Also, I've taken the train, you know, when I lived in Connecticut. I took the train into New York all the time.
Connecticut. Let's see where Connecticut is. Oh, it's right next to Rhode Island.
Yeah. And so I'm familiar with the East Coast train system. And let me tell you that whoever it was that one time planted this seed of an idea in people's heads of like, "Oh, take a train. It's so lovely to see the scenery of the country."
Uh-huh.
The East Coast train is in the most garbage-filled, like, if you wanted to count the number of broken bottles along, you know, the East Coast of the United States and number of crack houses and, you know, just, I don't know, for some reason, underwear just ends up along the side of the, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. It's you're on a train, usually next to an interstate, and there's no mountains. There's nothing to look at. This is the East Coast. It's at the sea level. It's, there's nothing to look at.
Well, that certainly makes me feel that I don't have anything to look forward to.
Just saying. You're better off doing what Adam Burns and I did, which is just renting a car and driving.
Well, if you will notice this little piece of paper, mm-hmm. which is actually a packet.
Ooh.
These are driving directions from Attleboro, Massachusetts to Miami, Florida. It's 23 hours and 15 minutes, and it's 1,540 miles.
Was your AAA office not able to make you a triptych for this?
We used to go to the AAA office and get all the maps and get all the fun stuff. What are you laughing? Because I MapQuested something?
I'm
or
laughing.
I Google Maps something?
Oh, wow. You used MapQuest? That is worth it.
I
find it hilarious because most of our audience, Scott.
Yes.
Uses smartphones.
I am.
And you don't print out maps. You just ask you tell your phone to tell you where you're going, and it brings up Google Maps and it plots you along. And it tells you, hey, there's a construction up ahead, or hey, you should probably take this other route because there's a slowdown and stuff.
My phone can do that.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't do this because I'm going to bring it in the car. I did this because I wanted to see. Gooch, I was excited.
Slow down, Gooch. Slow down. I'm trying to get to the right page here. Slow down, Gooch. Slow down.
It's page three.
Gooch, slow down.
Turn left.
Craze. No, slow down.
I'm the one who drives.
So, yeah. Anyway, so you're driving directions from Miami to
Attleboro, Massachusetts to Miami, Florida.
Wow.
With all of the stops in between.
I'm going to guess that's probably like a 28.
I said it's 23 hours.
Oh,
it's
23
hours and 15 minutes, and it's 1,540 miles.
Wow. Well, so you're going to be docking at the port of leaving from there or ending up there. You're leaving from there.
We're leaving from Miami, and we're, of course, going to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you... You know, I'm not in Miami. I'm in Tampa.
I know. And once again, as I was thinking about it, I thought, no, Orlando isn't even close to Miami. And you're closer to Orlando, are you not?
Yes, we are closer to Disney. We're between Disney and Orlando. But yes. I mean, excuse me. Disney is between us and Orlando. But yeah, no, I would be happy to. I will meet you anywhere. If you come into the state, Scott, you and you and Gooch, I will make it my business to show up.
That's very sweet of you. And as I said earlier, it's not necessary. Just send Zach.
No, I won't be able to park my car, my new truck in the garage anyway, so I'll be driving. I'll be out driving because I won't be able to park.
You'll be on the road. Yeah. On the road.
On the road again.
Wee-haw!
So I'm excited for you. You know, the thing that's the most exciting about this is that I
love you. Please be careful. He's taking a second.
I thought my phone was ringing. I've heard several people now starting to make plans for after.
After.
You know, after coronavirus, after the shit that we're in now. And that makes me feel good. It means that there's light at the end of the tunnel. People are starting to, I mean, there's some people who are prematurely dropping things like, no, not to name any names, Texas and Mississippi, but, you know, that are getting a little bit ahead of themselves as far as the excitement about maybe this coming to an end. But I think if we can just make it through the next couple of months, I think we're going, you know, we have a world that will happen after, and it'll be great. And you'll be able to go on a cruise.
I hope so.
Would it have killed you to book a Royal Caribbean so I could have, you know, helped my stock? But no, you didn't. That's fine.
I find the regular cruise lines rather plebeian. I prefer the upscale. I prefer the luxury cruise lines.
Welcome to plebeian cruise lines. We only...
We're ebulient.
We're ebulient. We only dock in Mississippi. In New Orleans.
Okay.
And I took a cruise ship to New Orleans once. The Mississippi is not a pleasant ride. It's very bumpy.
Well, you must regale us with a story at one time or another about your cruise up or down the Mississippi.
Both. Well, I mean, because we went up the Mississippi to New Orleans and then came back down to go back out to
the Big Muddy. The Big Muddy. Old Man River. That Old Man River.
You know, my mom owned property on the Tom Bigby River, which is in Mississippi. It's not the Mississippi River, but it's the Tom Bigby River. Is that fascinating?
Hold on, please.
Go lay down. Go lay down somewhere. Go.
I have to do this because he's blocking the Wi-Fi antenna.
Right, the Wi-Fi. Howard, the Wi-Fi blocking dog.
Yes, okay.
I'm Wi-Fi dog.
I'm better than ever.
I am Wi-Fi dog, and I'm going to...
Howard,
you have
go
Wi-Fi?
Lay down.
Do you have Wi-Fi? I would like to eat it. I love Wi-Fi. Can I eat it, please? Can I have some Wi-Fi? I love Wi-Fi.
I wonder if I can reconfig the sys here and put that thing somewhere else closer so that he doesn't get in between it. I have to experiment. You wouldn't think that a dog would interfere with my Wi-Fi, but God damn it.
So there's
damn
a thing on
hell.
Our Trello. There's a card on our Trello that has been there probably episode one. Which it simply says, Daniel, why psychology? And I know the question, right? So yeah, for those of you who don't know, because I rarely talk about it, I do have a degree in psychology. And
yes.
So you're asking why. Why do I?
Yes.
Of all the degrees that I could possibly choose.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide on and choose psychology? Or and did you have a future in it in mind?
No. So let's go back to 1985 when young Daniel graduated high school.
It's 1985. Daniel is graduating.
Yes. As I graduated high school at that time, I had been playing around with computer programming. And as a senior in high school, I had made a fair amount of money working on some programs for local companies. So after high school, they kind of said, why don't you come work for us? And offered a, what at the time was a substantial amount of money to a high schooler to do so. And so I thought to myself, self, I will put off going to college in order to take advantage of this computer thing. I'm sure it's just a flash in the pan, but you know, I got to make hay while the sun shine, as it were. Oh. So I took a job when I went directly into the workforce after high school. And when I was in my 30s, still working as a computer programmer for a large corporation, I was in Las Vegas at a users conference. Do you know what a users conference is?
Has to do with drugs, doesn't
it?
No, it does not.
Large software companies, when they roll out new products and everything, do a big dog and pony show where they invite all the users of their products to come to this big dog and pony show where they roll out all their new features. And I work in the arena.
Do they really have dogs and ponies?
Well, it is Vegas. We were there in Vegas at this dog and pony show. And up on stage was the vice president of our division that was giving a presentation of new software that I had written. New software, Scott, that I had written.
Wow.
It was a capitation validation system, which I could tell you about. It's fascinating.
Did you say decapitation?
No, capitation. Is that
when you put the head back on?
No, it has to do with how managed care health insurance pays the doctors. Anyway,
that would be as exciting as you talking about the repeat mode on your media player.
Let me tell you. Welcome to the Managed Care Podcast. Anyway, as he's standing up on stage presenting the new features that I had written and this new product that we were rolling out, I realized he had no idea what it did. He's just
how sad.
Spitting off things, and the clients are looking at me because some of the big clients had been beta testers of this thing, and they knew what it did, and they're looking at me like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I'm like, I don't know. So I'm sitting there, and the thought goes through my mind, why do I work for people that don't even know what I do? Where did this all go wrong? So in my 30s, Scott.
Yes, I didn't realize it was that late in
your life. Yeah, in my 30s. That's why I started this story 10 hours ago by saying, you know, flash forward to my 30s. But anyway, in my 30s, in Las Vegas, I made the decision that I was done and I quit. I actually, quit.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, self, what was your original plan? What was young Daniel's original plan out of high school?
In 1985.
And I had wanted to go into law school. So I had originally wanted to be a lawyer. And so I thought to myself, well, I have an enormous amount of technical knowledge now, and technical law, IP law, is very big. So it would not be a horrible idea.
UP law?
Yes, for me to go intellectual property law.
How do you P law?
It would not be a horrible idea for me to go to college and then go to law school. So I talked to several lawyer friends of the family, and one of them gave me the following piece of advice.
Daniel.
One of the major factors of getting into the law school of your choice is your GPA. They do not care what your degree is in. They only care that you have a decent GPA. If you do well on the LSATs and have a good GPA, the world is your oyster as far as law schools go.
Good pooping advantage.
Mm-hmm. And the suggestion was, you should really look into psychology, because it not only is an easy degree to get,
yes,
to do well in, but it also is quite, there's no area in life where it doesn't help you to understand why people do what they do. So it is
why do you do the things you do? Why do you do these things?
So I, you know, by that point, a computer science degree would have been nonsensical, because I was already I was like, I could have taught those classes, much less take them. So that's why I chose psychology, and I loved it. I especially love social psychology and industrial psychology. It was two of my favorites. I really did like it a lot. And the only reason I didn't go to law school was because I had moved to South Carolina, and they did not have a large enough class to accommodate me. And we couldn't move because I was married to Robert at the time, and he had just taken a new job. So I could not go some other state to go to law school. And so I started doing contract programming again, and then ended up back doing programming. So there you go. That's
like
the long
a magic
story.
Circle.
That's right.
It's like a magic circle.
The computer pulled me back in, Scott. It reached out and
that's
said,
how they
oh, no,
you.
No,
you
will
back
come
in.
Back and do this. Having spoken to numerous lawyers since then, especially people that do intellectual property.
Do you know that very,
property,
very, very few people pronounce that word correctly, and you're one of them?
Thank you.
I never did until I realized that I was saying it wrong. I always said liar, and it's lawyer. Lawyer.
Having spoken to many of them since, I think I've made the right choice, because they all seem to be fucking miserable.
How sad to be fucking miserable all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I can relate.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not. So that seems to be...
No, you're part of the you're a part of the happy peppy people.
I am, Scott.
And you don't poop out at parties, and you're not unpopular.
No, I poop before the parties.
Oh,
I
don't want to know. I do not want to take that left turn, darling. That's a road you travel solo.
And on that note, Scott, I believe we're done. I believe we're finished.
We squeezed this fucker out.
We did. We squeezed this before the party. We squeezed it out. And
son of a bitch.
I also, when I went downstairs to get my drink in the pre-show, I saw what we are having for dinner, which is sausage. So, just continuing
in the
theme.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much for telling us about
your cruise. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
No, I insist. Thank you.
All right. I'll take it. Okay, I'll take it. You're welcome. And Daniel.
Goodbye. Be careful.
I love you. Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us contact@thatdarnelvis.com. Or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. For your safety, please keep your arms and hands inside the podcast and remain seated until we come to a complete stop. Thank you.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.